You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, friends, let's get into this deep dive. We're speaking once again with Pastor Marere, who's going to be joining us in just a moment so we can have this conversation on the role of mentorship in spiritual growth. Today, we're speaking about multiplying mentorship. So mentorship is not just personal, it's cultural. Churches, ministries, and families thrive when spiritual growth is relational, not just informational. When older believers walk with younger ones, when seasoned leaders invest in emerging voices, the body of Christ becomes stronger and more united. Mentorship multiplies maturity. It's not a program, it's a posture. So let's get on this conversation with Pastor Marere, who's joining us. My pastor, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Pastor. How are you doing today?
The Lord is keeping me by His mercies.
Amen. Amen. Glad to hear it. Let's start with a word of prayer as usual.
Let's pray. Our Father, I want to thank you for yet another opportunity that you've given us to learn something from your word. May you guide and lead us because you are our Father. For we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Pastor. Let's speak about your community. What would you change, or rather, what would change in your community if mentorship became a shared value rather than, you know, this rare exception that sometimes it tends to be in our communities?
Thank you so much, ma'am. My first desire is where in the olden days, where a child belongs to the community.
Right.
In the sense that child would misbehave away from home.
Mm.
Another parent had the responsibility of disciplining that child.
Mm-hmm.
And that child, if he or she gets home and complains, they will first beat the child before the child explains. So if mentorship was embraced as a shared value, we would witness an enhanced sense of belonging and connection in the community.
Mm.
You know, there is no connection in the sense that if my child misbehaves somewhere, I am only the one person who should discipline the child, to whom she or he is accountable to.
Mm.
Individuals would feel empowered and supported in their spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as wisdom flows from one generation to the next, a culture of encouragement and accountability would flourish, leading to greater spiritual maturity and collective strength.
Mm. Beautiful.
So in these days now, children will do silly things with old age people.
Yeah.
Somewhere there.
Yeah. Very true.
Yes.
Very true. And how can we help to create spaces where spiritual relationships flourish across generations?
The best way we can do is something that I've called intergenerational interaction,
mm.
whereby we can organize mentorship workshops.
Okay.
The old, the young are invited, like a series of events, for example, the last day of the month,
mm.
or every fortnight.
Mm.
Or we can arrange prayer groups whereby the old people meet with the young people. We pray together. Or we can just have discussion forums whereby the old and the young will just meet and discuss a certain topic.
Mm-hmm.
By so doing, it's also, I would think it would be best if we encourage storytelling sessions where seasoned believers share their journeys, invite younger generation to engage and learn. And they will be promoting openness and inclusivity in church activities to further enhance these relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So whereby just a day, people just meet.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sharing, it will help and assist to a certain extent.
Yeah. And what barriers exist in our context that prevents mentorship from thriving?
Number one, we are living in the days where people have no time.
Mm.
So my first point is time constraints. You can have a date, you can have a meeting place, but people will be occupied with other things.
Mm.
Then also another thing just lack of awareness, just promoting, just mentioning a program. What I realized and studied, even if it starts with three people, but if it is constant and people advertise about it, the number will gradually grow. And the other challenge that we have, or the other barrier, is what I call generation gap or a generation divide, whereby a certain age group will just say, no, we cannot learn from these old school guys. So because of that now, the older generation may struggle to connect with the younger ones due to differing interests or communication styles.
Yeah.
While it's the older generation, they can say, no, these things, guys, they need physical meetings. Then our generation will say, no, older people. Even a Zoom can work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those different communication styles, it's also a barrier. Another thing is also a misconception about mentorship. People, they do not truly understand what mentorship is. It has got its own myth. The younger generation, they say, no, that old man wants to reproduce himself in me. Yeah. I don't want.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like him. It's one of the misconceptions. So because of that, this leads to hesitation in seeking or offering guidance. Even the younger generation can openly be saying, no, I am not interested in being guided by you. So identifying and addressing these barriers is essential for fostering a thriving mentorship culture. First, defining it. How can they benefit? Even the older people, encouraging them not to give up after the younger generation will say, no, I'm not interested.
Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful. And how do you model vulnerability and growth in ways that invite others to do the same thing?
Okay. Remember, I once talked about vulnerability.
Yes.
This involves sharing my personal struggles, my failures, and the lessons that I've learned. By openly discussing my own journey of faith, acknowledging areas of growth and weakness, I create an environment where others feel safe to express themselves, encouraging reflection and sharing in small groups or one-on-one setting allows for authentic connection that invite mutual growth and support. So when I speak openly about my failures, it loosens up the other people, so as to share. While I was sharing my past, they can even share in their present what they are feeling right now.
Yeah.
But because we want to keep our past closed, there is no an opportunity for the younger generation to open up. Thereby, we don't know their struggles and where to help them.
Yeah. And what steps can we take today to either seek a mentor or become a mentor? Where do we begin?
So the best way is to identify someone. And that person must have the spiritual journey that inspires me. Remember, I will just summarize the small categories in the Christian journey where someone can be mentored. We've got good musicians. We've got good preachers, we've got good teachers, we've got good people in different categories. So if I want to be a musician in the future, I check someone with a record of being a musician. That inspires me.
Right.
After that, I reach out to them with a genuine request for guidance, expressing my desire to grow and learn from their experience. That is how on the first part A of answering your question on how I can seek a mentor. Then, how I can be a mentor, me, myself. I should reflect on my journey and consider how I can share my insights with others. Normally, this spend time, I should be willing to spend time with someone younger in faith or inviting someone younger in faith to ask questions and share their experience, thereby establishing a regular time for conversation, a regular time for prayer, a regular time for study, or fostering an ongoing relationship of mutual growth. So When I embrace these principles, this means I'll begin to cultivate a rich culture of mentorship that encourages or nourishes spiritual growth and strengthens the community as a whole.
Powerful. And as we're wrapping up now, Pastor, any points that you want to emphasize or just to conclude the conversation, to conclude the subject for this week?
The subject for this week, it's a very powerful subject. Mm. I think with your program, you also need a department, which is only called Mentorship Department.
Mm.
We are losing a lot because the younger generation is growing without skills that pertains to life. They may have A's in academics, but we don't have A's in day-to-day living.
Mm.
So thank you so much. May you make this start mentoring other people in different areas so that the older people will have someone to leave a boot on with for evangelism, for music, for teaching, for whatever. And if possible, we need some centers of hope, centers of influence.
Mm.
If we start our history, I'm looking for a proper word in English, but here in Zimbabwe, there is a place they will call Padare, where the older men and the younger men will gather, they will be sharing stories.
Mm.
We may not take the model of those wooden places or stone places, but in today's places that are also appealing to the younger generation, where the younger people and the old will meet once a month, the girls meeting with the older women, the boys with older men. Yes, we have got father and son and mother and daughter programs, but they need to be fine-tuned into mentorship programs.
Mm.
We have got older people who were gifted in writing books, but we have got a younger generation which are sharp in brain, but who don't have a skill in writing books. So we have got a lot of areas. I think and I dream a development department that develops skills for younger people and mentoring them.
Mm.
So this is a unique. You're inspired to start this program. My prayer, may you continue.
Mm.
I am also volunteering, whichever side.
Amen.
I can be on Monday or I can mentor someone. I am comfortable with any career that we have assigned me so that I'll continue learning and growing.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We appreciate your time and your enthusiasm for the subject. It is indeed a very important one. Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming through this week and for the beautiful lessons that you've shared with us. God bless you and your ministry. Have a wonderful Sabbath ahead.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.